the state of Maine has developed a series of goals for wind power, both terrestrially and offshore. The 5-gigawatt goal for offshore wind energy development by 2030 is actually 20% of the national goal for wind energy development, and that is based on the assessment of what's potentially feasible in the Gulf of Maine. Because what it requires is thinking beyond our current use of electricity for energy to thinking about other ways in which we use energy. This pie chart shows an approximation of the amount of total energy used or to generate our other energy needs that are currently filled by fossil fuels, heating, transportation, through electricity. However, for some of the particular floating energy platforms, the technology is in very early stages. That is variable dependent on the platform type. There is currently one full-scale prototype in existence for a floating offshore wind turbine, and that is deployed by the company Statoil. It's called the Hywind Project and is located about 10 miles off the coast of Norway. There are other prototypes that are planned for deployment both here in the U.S., led by the University of Maine, and offshore of other countries around the world. However, there are major challenges and questions for all of us along the coast here about how this development could or should happen offshore and the relationship to what currently happens offshore. It's not an empty ocean. And if those people and communities who currently use and depend upon the ocean are going to be giving up some use of space and resources, what does that mean for them and what does that mean for our coastal communities?